Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit.
Hello.
Hello, Angela.
Happy podcast day, Molly.
Happy podcast day, everybody.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty well. Yeah, we got some nice weather. I feel like we talk about the weather a lot, but that's kind of a Midwestern thing because our weather's so wacky.
How's your lawn? Oh, it's great. Just mowed it again. That's just what we have to talk about.
It is nice to see the flowers popping up. My next door neighbor has some really nice, like, daffodils and tulips that come out right now. So it's looking pretty.
That's all I can think of. Like,
I'll go over there late tonight and go tiptoe through the tulips.
And sing that. Like, I think that was every kid's, like, if you ever took dance.
Yeah.
Like, if your parents ever signed you up for tap class when you were four, like,
that's the song?
That's the, you, like, did the little tap dance to tiptoe through the tulips.
Nice.
That or the, I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. Ding. Ching.
Nope.
And make believe it came from you.
You never heard that? No, I've never heard that song.
Well.
Oh, good grief.
Nerd.
All right, I guess. Me. Yeah, I'm the nerd.
Mid-20th. Anybody still listening?
Yeah, right? Have you had a good week?
Oh, yeah. I'm just exhausted. I feel like as soon as the weather started getting better, like my work-life balance has just completely gone
off the charts.
Out and about. And yeah, I think I told you I'm getting ready. I leave Saturday for Boston for a work conference, which I'm super excited about. Never been to Boston before, so planning on hitting all the sites and doing all the stuff out there. But I'm just like,
we'll miss you here in Blowout.
I just want a nap. You know? Like, I miss naps. I just want a nap.
Oh,
like,
I gotcha. So, for sure.
Yeah, how about you?
Oh, pretty good. So I have a little thing to talk about that was, it was my topic, but then I started doing some research on it and found out that it was, like, old news.
Oh, so fake news or old news?
No, not fake news. Old news.
Old news.
So, like, I had a checkup at my doctor's office, and I was talking to, like, the nurse there. And she's the one that told me about this, and I was like, oh my God, I have a podcast. This is the kind of topics that we like.
Sure.
So I started doing some research, and all the articles I found were from 2015.
Oh,
so I'm like, okay, so this isn't a new thing, but I completely missed it.
Oh.
And I don't know if you know about this. Did you hear back then about the Kylie Jenner lip challenge? Do you know what this is?
No.
Okay.
Why is your doctor talking to you about the Kylie Jenner lip challenge?
Because she thinks I'm cool, and we talk.
Oh, my God.
So, okay.
Is she a certified doctor?
She's a nurse practitioner.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right.
Okay. So, okay. Maybe our listeners haven't heard about this, but, like, everything... I
remember hearing something about it. I couldn't tell you what it was.
Okay.
Because I don't think I was bothered enough to...
So, and I'm not, like, I'm not a Bravo ho.
I'm a Bravo ho.
Yeah. I'm not... I don't...
But keeping up with the Kardashians is on E.
Oh, sorry.
So, yeah.
I'm neither that as well. That's not my form of entertainment.
Yeah, right.
So I didn't hear about this. Apparently, okay, what this was the Kylie Jenner lip challenge. Basically, people were putting their lips inside of, like, either a shot glass, a small jar, or a bottle, and, like, sucking. And then it was supposed to make, like, pouty lips, like Kylie Jenner has.
Yes, I do remember this now.
And what was basically happening is that, like, it was fucking their lips up.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, you're bursting blood vessels,
aren't you? And, like, bruising and, like, oh, my God. These videos of these women doing this, or I guess teenagers or whatever
people are idiots.
Oh, it was so horrifying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it worked for anybody.
No.
Like, I don't understand, like...
That's why you get lip injections at your Botox party.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand who this worked for, where they made it a challenge. Like, who did this? And they were like, oh, it works. It totally works. Like,
Molly, people eat Tide Pods. And you're worried about this. Like, who thought that this was going to work? Who fucking thought eating a Tide Pod was smart? Like,
I could not believe it. I had no idea that this was happening. And like,
I do remember it now. I don't remember. I think it was short lived, but
yeah.
I mean,
well, and then I looked and like, she didn't, you know, she wasn't a part of it. She didn't advocate for it or anything like that.
No, but she was just one of the first ones to have that overdrawn lip.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. And I was like, oh good God. Like, and so like, I was going to do that for the topic, but then I started looking, I'm like, oh, this is old news. But yeah, I totally missed.
Nobody does that anymore.
No, it's not a thing.
They just buy the Kylie Jenner lip kit.
Yes. Yes.
And overdraw the lips.
Yes, exactly.
So
can,
which I did not know. And so maybe our listeners, and you, I don't remember if we've talked about this before, just like personally or not. I didn't know what diesels were until
like the brand.
No, I know it. But so Jim was talking, we were watching, my boyfriend, we were sitting there watching TV one night, and he was like, oh, she's got some diesels. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. And he goes, some DSLs. I'm like, I still don't know what that means. And he goes, dick sucking lips. And it's, I'm like, I didn't know that that was a thing. Like, and so,
instantly I went to like boobs or whatever.
I don't know what that is. He's like, diesels. And I'm like, some diesels. And it's like, DSL is dick sucking lips. And they just short, like, it became diesels. He's like, you've never heard of that? I'm
no.
like, clearly I've never been told I have diesels. Like, good or bad, judge on your own. But, yeah. So, and I was so funny because I've never really like heard anybody else call it that. And then it's like within the past 3 weeks, I've heard it on TV, and, like, I saw somebody put it on Instagram, like, I've seen it more times than I have, and somebody was like, oh, DSLs, like, she got her DSLs on, and then somebody else was talking about diesels on, I'm like, what the fuck, okay.
I don't think this is for women empowerment at all.
Well, like, probably not.
Probably I don't not. Think I want some diesels.
No, probably not, but it was just one of those things, and now it's like, I think to myself, like, you know, I'll be at the store or something, and I'm like, look at them diesels. Like, I don't know. Like, and so yeah, I didn't know
what
that,
the criteria is.
They gotta be big. They gotta be big.
They did the Kylie Jenner challenge.
Which, I guess I don't understand, like, because then I had this discussion with him, and I'm like, but why are they, like, dick-sucking lips? Like, your mouth is what
does it.
So, like,
don't we all have diesels?
Don't you want a diesel? Like, a dick-sucking mouth? Like, I don't know. Sorry to parents that listen, but...
Oh my God, that's funny.
Yeah. If your all kids are talking about diesels...
Okay.
It may not be the engine.
No. Or the brand of jeans you're wearing. Oh, good grief.
Hilarious. So.
All right, well, I learned something new today.
All right, well, I... did you, though? Is that information you're going
to
use
again? I guess I know if I need to be insulted or not, or if I am being insulted
or not.
Is
it information you're going to use again? Like, do you think you'll pass that information on?
Well, at least if someone says it, I will know what they're talking
about.
You'll
be like, shut your mouth, you dirty man.
Smack.
Yes. Oh, like those Orbitz commercials. Do you remember those?
Yes. The dirty mouth.
We were joking. We saw they had one come on. I think it was like we were watching for the Super Bowl. They were showing like old Super Bowl commercials.
Oh, sure.
And I was peeing my pants because I don't remember it being that funny. But the girl was like, when she came in, she's like, dirty mouth, you know? Yeah. And like, it's the husband cheating on the wife.
Oh.
And she's like, who are you calling a lint licker? You, or who are you calling a cootie queen, you lint licker.
Oh my God.
Because she was like, what do you mean, you cootie queen? She's like, who are you calling a cootie queen, you lint licker? And I'm like, oh my God, I have to start using these insults.
Oh,
like,
my God.
So I did for a while. I called everybody a lint licker. So
you just adopted that into your vocab.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, dirty mouth. So
well, if you're a diesel, if you got diesels, you probably have a dirty mouth.
You're probably a lint licker, too. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
TMI. Learned a lot there. All right. Well, do you have a topic for
us
this week?
I have a topic.
Do we actually have topics?
I do. All right. Yes. Cool. I have, excuse me, a topic this week. And I'm not even going to lie. This was the closest I have come to podcast recording day with about having to like text you and be like, I got nothing. Like you're gonna have to give me. And I always talk about like I have a list of things, but it's like every week I go through and I'm like, no. And then I like delete stuff off of there because I'm like, I'm never gonna do this, and I don't even want to bore our listeners with
it. Right.
And so this was truly a Hail Mary. I realized I had this saved from a while back in one of my like archives in my phone.
Okay.
Cool. And so picture this.
Okay. Sicily, 1928.
I'm so happy. A special Western Caribbean cruise celebrating an iconic sitcom has been enlightened to set sail next winter, and it includes a cheesecake party.
What?
No way. Golden Girls sea experience.
What
is happening?
What? Yes. I don't understand. Yes. Please tell me more.
The Golden Girls at Sea experience.
What does that mean?
It is a cruise. It is a
Golden Girls themed cruise.
Like, I was like, yes. Okay, so February 24th, 2020.
Okay.
Is the maiden voyage.
Oh my gosh.
For the Golden Girls at Sea experience.
I wonder what the boat's called.
It's the Celebrity Infinity.
Right? Oh, okay.
It's the boat. It's like the cruise ship. Like, you know, they have like Norwegian or Caribbean, Royal Caribbean and stuff like that. So Celebrity Infinity, I guess, is the name of the cruise line.
Like, is it like the, what was the bar that Blanche always went to? Sailor?
The Rusty Anchor.
It's
on the boat.
Nice.
Actually on the boat.
Oh my God.
So the Golden Girls at Sea experience set sail from where else?
Miami. Of course.
Miami. What was
my gosh.
They had
this
song
too. Cool.
Like Miami.
Oh yeah. They did the anthem or whatever.
Just say it twice. Miami. Miami. They said it thrice.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so it set sails February 24th, 2020 is the maiden voyage. It is a 5-night cruise.
Wow.
And you have stops at Key West.
Okay.
Which I think is super awesome. Yep. And also Cozumel, Mexico.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And I don't really know. It says that the ship is going to hold, it has a capacity for 2,170 people.
Whoa.
Which I don't know if I've been on a cruise before, but I don't know.
Right,
what capacity is and how many people think, you know, and what it holds in that or whatever. So, here's what all comes on this cruise,
okay?
There is a Golden Girls bar crawl.
Ooh.
I know. I would say tell me more, but I couldn't find any more about it. It just said it will have a Golden Girls themed bar crawl.
Okay.
There will be one night, there will have a one night in St. Olaf dance party.
Like, my mind is, like, reeling right now. Like, I'm just trying to think of all this stuff.
There
oh my
will be
God.
A fancy dress party and dinner because they did all those charity events.
So,
and,
do you
like,
have to
dressed.
Wear, like, big, like, silk outfits?
So,
like, jacket with, like, a thing underneath and, like, all made of silk.
A silk, right? Or just sequins, right? So, it doesn't say that you
Where
have to...
Where did Dorothy get all those outfits?
Oh,
I don't understand.
I don't know. They were awful. Just awful. I mean...
I've seen, like, every episode of that show.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I'm like, where did she get her outfits?
Somebody just draped it over her. And they were like, let's make it... And then just put some armholes in it and see if we can get it to work.
Oh,
but... But they did say there's going to be look-alike contests.
Oh, of course.
Like, every night and throughout all the themes and everything.
Oh, my God.
There is a Shady Pines craft corner.
I just spit my drink. Okay.
And as you had alluded to...
Is it just, like, stuff burning? Because Shady Pines burned down.
There's a Shady Pines craft corner. And then, like you had mentioned earlier, Blanche's favorite.
The Rusty Anchor.
Hangout. There's actually a bar called the Rusty Anchor that will have nightly bingo and karaoke.
Oh, my gosh.
That you can go on. So, I was dying. Like, I think this sounds absolutely...
Okay, well, I know I've said this before. I'm not about a cruise. I don't think I will ever go on a cruise. No. That's not for me.
No. Not even the Golden Girls at Sea experience.
20 people a year go missing from cruises. I am not going on a cruise. I'm sorry. It's not happening. I'm not going on a cruise.
Thank you for being a friend, travel down the sea, and not back again.
No, you're not coming back. Like, no, I'm not doing it. But, oh, that's really tempting.
I know.
But I wonder what the demographic is going to be on the cruise. Do you think it'd be people of our generation? I think it would be our age.
Yeah. I really do. I think it would be, I mean, because I, well, I don't, it's hard to say because.
Remember when they all went on like a singles cruise?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. No, was it a singles cruise or they went to a, they went to like a bar. No, that was that Designing Women.
Oh.
They went on Designing Women. Now that's a cruise I would go on too. I would go on a Sugar Baker cruise any time of the year. Sugar Bakers.
Because they had polio, see?
I'm sorry. I got my 80 sitcoms mixed up.
Yes, no, the Designing Women went on a singles cruise because they were going to redesign the cruise. But so this actually doesn't sound too bad. It's $1,000 per person.
That's for a standard
cabin, a standard cabin, and $1,200 a person for a deluxe cabin with a balcony.
Oh, so balconies, that's how you go. That's how you go.
Well, listen,
you flip over the side and you're done.
Don't be dumb. Don't be, if you're having your St. Olaf dance party, stay at the St. Olaf dance party. Don't have it on your balcony. But it does include, it's an unlimited drink package with that. Wow. So food and everything is included.
That's how you go over the side.
I know. And they do have suites that start at $2,900 and go all the way up to $7,600.
Holy shit.
So I would think, I mean.
I'd do the $1,000. Yeah.
Yeah. But those rooms are very small too. But I mean, it was funny because they had pictures of like, you know, obviously there's like Golden Girls theme nights and bar crawls and other things like that. So they were kind of showing pictures of people that have done these things. And I thought, you're just going to have a shit ton of Sophias running around. Like with the little liquor purses and everything else. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what I'm thinking? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it's Rose. Rose went on a cruise with
Miles,
but he wasn't Miles at the time.
Oh. Did you know
it's the same actor, but his name was something else. No, that was her husband, was Charlie. His name was something else. Yeah, he was on the show originally as a different character.
And then they like brought
and then they brought back the same Miles. Actor as Miles.
They did that a lot in some of those 80s sitcoms. Like, we weren't going to fucking notice.
But I watched that episode the other day, and I was like, wait, that's not Miles. Oh, wait, but it's the same dude.
But it's Miles.
Okay, anyway, sorry.
Yeah, no, so I just thought it was super, like, thought it was
so
pretty
cute.
And the only thing it said, you know, like, obviously there's no guests that are slated to appear, like celebrity guest appearances, because Rose is the only one.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, Betty White's the only one that's still alive.
And she's, like, 98 years old, so it's not clear
yet. She's like, I'm not going out on a cruise.
Right, like, that's not how I'm going out. Natalie Wood style or anything like that, so... But I don't know if, like, Stanley Zbornak is, like, around. Like, does Stanley show up? Are men allowed to come and be Miles and Stanley? And, like, remember George Clooney was on an episode.
Yeah. He was the detective. Right?
Yeah. So, I don't know if the Empty Nesters come on. Like, remember that was the show, too?
Yeah. They were the neighbors.
Spin-off of that.
They were the neighbors.
Yeah. So I did think it was funny because they talked about how, you know, that it was only a matter of time before this was going to come about because the Golden Girls kind of have had this resurgence of followers and viewers.
Yeah,
and it's kind of gotten this breath of fresh air come back into it.
It's a great show.
It's truly an iconic show. Yeah. Like, it is hilarious. Yeah. Like, it really is funny.
Oh, I used to watch it every Friday night.
So did you know... When I was doing some research on this, there's actually, I was super excited. I can't wait to listen to it. There's a podcast called Out on the Lanai.
Ah!
And it's celebrities and comedians that come on to discuss their favorite Golden Girls episodes.
Oh, I would love that.
I know.
I
want
to be on that podcast.
I know. I'm going to be messaging them. So, I just thought that was super cool. But, so as I was going down, like, doing some research on this, I had no idea that, like, themed cruises were a thing.
Like, I know that there's, like, cruises that, like, bands go on, and you can go on that.
Yes.
But I didn't think, like, you don't, like, dress up as the band, like, when you go on that cruise.
No.
Yeah.
And that, because, like, the New Kids on the Block and I actually watched, that was a reality show that they had, too. I don't remember the name of it, but it was, like, the New Kids on the Block actually had a cruise that you could... It was like a month long. I mean, you weren't on it for a month, but they were on there for a month.
Yeah, kind of
thing.
I remember that. Yeah.
And they had like concerts every night and all that kind of right, stuff. But yeah, it was just them.
Yeah, you didn't dress up like them or like...
Yeah, they had like an 80s theme night, and so you could dress up as 80s, but you weren't... So apparently, one of the biggest ones, there's one called the Walker Stalker Cruise, which is for Walking Dead fans.
Oh.
And it has been running for years.
Oh.
And it's been, it took its final voyage.
That would be a weird cruise to go on.
I know. It took its final voyage in February because the show is like coming to an end now. So, but it said it ran for several years and it was all Walking Dead themed. And like you came and you dressed like Walking Dead and you played characters and they had like, I'm like, it's just zombies. Like, I would, can you imagine being in the middle of a boat in the nowhere and zombies are coming at you? Like, talk about, that's the cruise you're going to die on. Like, that's the cruise you may not come back from.
Oh, my God.
And apparently...
Well, can you imagine being on that for, like, a week and having to dress up like a zombie every
day? Every day. I'd be like, oh, my God, we get it, Earl. Like, I never even watched that show, so I don't know the people's names on there. But I would be like, can we just have dinner as two people? Like,
I'd be Carl.
Yeah.
Carl.
So... there is a Star Trek cruise that just started in January.
Really?
Yes. Of this year.
Oh, I'd go on that.
It's made.
But I'm not going on a cruise. But I'd go on that.
Yeah, I would go. But I would. No man has gone before. That's Star Trek, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, so the maiden voyage, I guess, had William Shatner made a special appearance
on
that. So he was on the boat. And,
yeah.
So I that might be a little just Trekkies everywhere. But kind of probably just be like Comic-Con or something. I don't know.
Right, like, right. But that's really cool.
Yeah. And then I also found there is a Harry Potter. There's a Harry Potter River Cruise.
What is up with all these theme cruises?
I know. Well, so this is the bougie. So this is where we get to the bougie. So like, not say that the Golden Girls one, like, I think it's doable. If you're wanting to take a fun vacation with your friend and you've got an extra $1,000, like a great time. I don't think that's your airfare either. I think that's just your cruise.
Right.
You gotta get yourself to Miami. But the Harry Potter River Cruise, basically they said it's going to be a floating Hogwarts.
Oh.
That is going to ride up and down the England's Thames River.
Yeah.
It's a 6-day Magna Carta cruise, and what that means is that it's a smaller boat.
Okay.
Because it can only fit up to 8 passengers.
What?
Yes. So 8 passengers, there's 4 rooms, so 2 people to a room. It's an all-inclusive. They have Hogwarts-themed meals that are prepared by a private chef.
Oh my.
And you stop at places along the river that actually appeared in the movie. So you actually float down the river and stop at different places that are featured in the movie, like when they're everywhere.
How much does this cost?
The price.
Oh my God.
For this Hogwarts cruise is $36,000.
What? Per person?
No. You split that between. So I guess that would be if you're dividing it by 8.
Don't make me do fast math.
That's $4,200 or something like that per person.
Oh my God.
So, and that's just your cruise. Like,
wow.
And if anybody watches Below Deck like I do on Bravo.
I've seen that show. That's a fun show.
You gotta tip them.
Right.
You gotta tip the staff. And they usually tip the staff like $20,000.
Yeah.
So
that's bouge.
Yeah, so add another $20,000 to that $36,000, and that's how much you guys are paying for the Harry. It's Harry fucking Potter. Like, and don't get me wrong.
River.
I enjoy me some Harry Potter. When the movies are on ABC Family or Freeform or whatever the hell channel.
Harry Potter Weekend.
Yeah. I will flip back and forth. I'll watch me some Sorcerer's Stone. I'll see what Snape's up to. I'm on Malfoy. Why not? Like, I like to see Neville grow into a man from a chunky weird boy.
Right.
I'm all for that. I don't think I need to drop my pocketbook.
Yeah, that's a lot.
To go drink butterbeer and eat weird shit on.
Yeah, you could spend less just going to the Harry Potter world in Florida. Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Without the seasickness and you don't die. Yeah.
And if you're not from England, like, you gotta get yourself over there.
So super bouge.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's really interesting that they have like these like theme, not just like. You know, like 80s night on a cruise.
No,
like
it's the entire
thing is the theme.
Can you imagine how much cheesecake
Right?
Is on the Golden Girls cruise.
They have like a whole cabin just it's full just of cheesecake.
It said there's a cheesecake party, so I would be super excited. Goodness. I don't know if that's dessert every night or like if there's a midnight snack of cheesecake. Like
that is so cute. Yeah, you gotta come down in your
in
robe.
In your robe and your yep. little nighty yep. and your little
and get some cheesecake.
Your heeled furry.
Yeah.
Sandals or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
So I thought that was super adorable. Like, and they said, what a better way to say thank you for being a friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, take somebody on that cruise. And I was like, can I just say thank you for being my friend?
Right. Right. I don't need to put myself at death's door and yeah. flip over the side of a cruise.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Woo.
That's a little insight into Molly, guys. Sorry. No cruises for me.
All right, then.
All right. So.
Super cute, though.
On that note.
I want to see pictures.
Yeah.
Take pictures.
If you make it back.
Yeah, right. Right.
If you don't die and they don't find your camera at the bottom of the ocean, I would love to hear all about it.
Awesome.
So, what do you got for me?
Okay. Well, that was funny that you were talking about that they had the Walking Dead cruise with like zombies and stuff. So I found this thing and I think it is so cool that just last month, in March 2019, in Tel Aviv, Israel, they came out with these things called zombie lights.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of weird how that kind of connected.
But I don't want zombies to ever be
no,
real.
No.
Okay.
No. It's not like that at all.
Okay.
Okay. So basically, these are sidewalk lights that have been installed, LED lights.
Okay.
That are at ground level, so they pretty much look like a laser beam.
Oh.
On the sidewalk.
Like a rope light kind of a deal?
In the ground.
Oh, okay.
In the ground.
Okay.
It's like an LED light in the sidewalk. And the purpose of, they are connected to the stoplight. And the purpose of this is because so many people have their faces in their phones.
Yes.
And they're walking and there is, like they just walk out into traffic.
Oh.
So the city is taking it upon themselves to put these, install these lights in the sidewalk that coincide with the stoplight. So you know when you're walking and staring at your phone, whether or not it's safe to cross the street.
Because it's lighting up red or green.
Because it's red and green and changing colors.
Oh my God, does it Billie Jean this shit? That's all I'm thinking in my head is my ass is moonwalking across that intersection.
Yeah. It is really cool. Like, yeah.
Shimon, folks. It's green.
There's like sound effects coming out of it. So yeah, I guess basically they just put it in last month. There are a couple other countries that have that are doing this as well. They also are installed in Australia, Singapore, and the Netherlands.
Okay.
But basically, it's like warning pedestrians that they're about to cross the road. And they came up with this because there's like the growing increase with the smartphone use
right.
and everything like that. I mean, we don't live in a large metropolitan area,
no.
but like you know that people are walking around like staring at their phones on city blocks and stuff like that.
Every time. Well, it's not even that. I mean, as I'm sitting here, I'm like, really, we can't just get off our phones enough
right.
to cross the street. Like,
right.
we have to start trying to save you from killing yourself
right.
as you cross the street.
Right.
But I've also, as I say that, I was thinking about how I was just going to the store the other day, and I was trying to walk in the parking lot.
Yeah.
At the grocery store,
yeah.
and my ass is on my phone,
right.
texting, doing whatever, and, like, I tripped.
Yeah, not
over
paying
a car
attention.
Because I'm not paying attention. I'm like, shit, a car could have just hit me. Like,
right.
I'm just walking willy-nilly.
Well, the one dude, his name is Tomor Dror?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Hodor.
This guy
Hodor.
In Israel.
Hodor?
Yep.
Ooh, a Game of Thrones
like,
cruise. I would do that. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry. Okay. Squirrel.
There would be a lot of weird things going on in a Game of Thrones
there'd
cruise.
There'd be a bunch of incest.
I don't want to go on there.
Yeah, maybe not. Okay, never mind. Moving on.
Okay, so this dude,
so
he's the head of the traffic management. And I thought this quote was really good. Because, like, you know, like, you hear, like, people saying, like, you even made the comment, like, well, can't we just get off our phones?
Right.
You know, or whatever.
No,
that's
this
not
is
the,
our,
that's not
our
the world.
No.
That's not the world we
it's
live
not,
in.
It's not.
And so his, like, this is his quote. He's like, we cannot force them to take their eyes off of the smartphone and into the road. We need to find ways to put the road into their eyes.
Yes.
You know,
oh,
so
I
really
yeah.
like the, you know, like the innovative thinking in that.
Of course.
Like, you know, it's not like we can be like those people like, rah, rah, back in my day, we didn't
right.
do that. And like these kids these days with these smartphones, like it's like, no, the world is changing.
Yes.
We need to change the world around it.
Yes.
You know, like we can't just you know, just like tell people to go back the way it was and like, right. you know, stuff like that. That's not where we live. We live in a world where
people, we're evolving into different types of creatures
into
now.
Into robot people, yes. We are, course,
yes.
But I want robot legs.
Yes.
So like,
I want robot abs.
Yeah, no shit.
I got about got robo tits. No, I'm just kidding.
So like currently it is a pilot program that's going on. And they have it at this like one particular intersection that's like their most their busiest intersection that they have in the city, and probably by let's say like the end of this month, May, that with you know positive results, sure. that they're gonna start installing it on all their major intersections.
Oh wow!
Within the city, and like they went around and they were talking to people, and like it's basically been a positive reception by sure. everybody. Like you know people were saying it isn't it kind of a shame that we have to take these steps because people can't get off their phones. But most people are like, I think it's a really great idea, and like I think it is. I think it's so cool that like A that they can time it to like tie it into the stoplights.
Well, so is it like sensory based? Like they can tell like somebody's walking on this or
No, it's just always
it's
lit.
Just because it's lit because of the stoplight. I gotcha. Okay.
It's always
sure.
lit. So
okay.
when the light is red, it's red. Okay. When the light is green, it's green. Great.
Okay.
You know?
Gotcha.
And
sure.
so like so as you're walking it's LED, so it's illuminated, so it draws your eyes right to it. Like when you're looking down.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really cool. And I thought it was neat that like other countries have tried it and like you know, instead of being like that city that's saying, you know, like, oh, people need to stop doing that. It's like, no, let's change the way we're doing
right.
things and like do that. I think the U.S. should start adopting things like this.
So
you know?
Here's where I'm going to throw a risk into that is that I always feel like I have to play devil's advocate somewhere. But my concern would be that. And maybe more, I think this would be more of our concern in the U.S., maybe not so much in the other countries because we're just some dicks here a lot of times, is that I can see that what happens when that malfunctions.
Then the stoplight would be malfunctioning too because it's all connected.
But what happens if the stoplight goes out and it's blinking red or it's blinking, you know what I mean? And so like you see the red blinking or something, or like let's say that the LED lights go out or something happens and I'm walking and I was incorrectly notified and I cross the street and I get hit by a car.
Yeah, I wonder, yeah.
Like,
but it's like if the light stoplight goes
out. I would like to be on that jury because I would be like, you, sir, ma'am,
you
have an obligation, to
make you need to get off your phone.
It is not our job as the city to.
But I mean, if a stoplight goes out and you get into a car accident, you can't like sue the city for.
Can't you?
I don't know.
You can sue anybody for anything.
That is what I have learned in my days, is that you can sue for any goddamn thing you want. I mean, do you not watch Seinfeld? The coffee was too hot. It was too hot. Burned his mouth, burned his hand. Too hot.
So, no, I do think that that's, I think that's.
Well, I think as like, as a country, like we need to start taking those steps and those strides. Like, you know, I feel like sometimes people talk about like, oh, you know, we need to go back to the old days or like, you know, this is.
We need
is,
to continue to evolve.
Yeah. Like we need it. Like, I feel like sometimes, and this is maybe myself getting a little too deep about stuff, but like, I feel like we're starting to fall behind. Like when it comes to, like environmental concerns and like, you know, like energy concerns and things like that. We're trying to stick with the old ways.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, taking steps like this, like we need to change things because yes, people are on their phones. It's not going to stop.
No.
It's not going back.
No.
Like, nobody's going back to the flip phone.
No, we're
like,
not.
It's only going to get worse.
Well, and it might. We don't know. I mean, things have a way of coming about. Things have a way of coming back. Like, I think we're always going to be on our
phones.
I mean,
the fanny pack is back.
I was just talking to somebody about that the other day. It was so funny. I'm trying to remember the conversation, but somebody made a comment, and they were like, well, I had to go buy my daughter a fanny pack. I'm like, oh. They're coming back.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
it is a thing.
They're back.
Like, they're big time. I was just talking to somebody about that. But I think the other thing that we need to look at is that the way that we look at phones or how that comes about, too, is going to change as well.
Yeah.
Because they're making those, like, smart glasses now. That,
right, right.
You know, like, as you're walking and you're looking in front of you, you have information in one eye and, like, scrolling.
Pretty soon it's just going to be a contact that you put in your eyeball.
Yeah. Did I put my contact phone in today? Is it my eyeballs in? Like, But that's just it. Like, well, and with human Uber, you don't have to worry about if there's lights on there or not.
Right.
It's just somebody else going out there for you. But I think with autonomous cars and the smart glasses, like, I mean, we are trying to come up with different ways to...
Right.
You know, I be wanna, present, like, be aware, be...
Yeah,
know.
I would... And I mean, well, and think about, like, where we live. Like, we live... where we have two major colleges.
Right.
You know, I can't, I mean, I haven't been on campus in years, but yeah. I can't imagine that.
It's all crop tops and fucking yoga pants. That's all it is.
And jewels.
And jewels. Oh my God. Ah, fucking stop.
But like, I imagine like walking around the quad, like everybody's probably walking with their phone, you know,
yeah.
like looking
their head
at their
down.
Phone and everything.
Of course. Yeah.
So like, why wouldn't we want to make sure, like, evolve and make sure everybody's safe and, like, you know.
No, and I think a college campus would be a fantastic place to trial something like that. And did you see, so that just made me think, I heard a commercial on the radio the other day that we actually have, it's coming up here in our county, that they're doing an autonomous car.
Oh, cool.
Like
trial or whatever.
Well, it's like if you've ever wanted to know more about them, they're like in the next few years they will be here.
Oh, cool.
In this county, they will be being used. Like, so if you want to know what's going on with them and how it's going to work, like come to this breakfast and.
Oh, cool.
It's like breakfast. It's like $25 or $30, I think, for the ticket, but like breakfast was included in that, and I was like, how forward thinking. And then they were like, it's at 7 a.m. and I'm like, who's going to that?
No. Like, never mind. I'll just wait till they come to town.
It was like, so Saturday morning, I'm like, fuck you.
No, like, not happening. I'll just Google it and have some Frosted Flakes. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, that's so
save
funny.
Save my $30. But,
but I was happy to see that our county is taking that approach to be like, hey, this is coming.
I think we're a pretty forward moving area.
Because it's coming quicker than I think we realize.
Yeah.
Like, I really do. It's coming quicker than I think we realize.
Well, hopefully we'll have some, like, LED lights and shit like that. That'd be cool.
Well, and I think as much as it's hard because we're getting to that age where we want to hold on to the good things of our past, like the Golden Girls.
Right.
And we've created an entire cruise ship.
Right, devoted
to the Golden Girls. But at the same time, we know enough that we have to move forward. I think we're in a really exciting age.
I agree.
You know, where we can at least recognize that we have to evolve.
Right.
It doesn't
and
have to
I, and
stay
I
the
hope
same.
That I always have those views. You know, I feel like I'm a pretty forward thinking.
Your kids will always keep you.
I hope so.
You know.
Well, I would hope that I would be that way anyways, whether or not I have kids. You know, like, I don't want to live in the past. You know, maybe wear my fanny pack, but, you know.
But it's making its comeback, so you're fine. You're absolutely fine.
So so keep an eye out for that stuff, guys.
Zombie
or like,
lights.
They call them zombie lights.
Yeah.
They actually call them zombie lights.
I was hoping you were going to say that, like, the sidewalk was lighting up as you walked over at Billie Jean, like, Super Billie Jean style.
Going,
like, that would be kind of cool because that would be kind of a nice, like, saver. That's what we should pilot to that college.
What, Billie Jean lights?
Yeah. Like, along the sidewalks at night so that they can, like, it lights up as they walk along.
Yeah.
Like,
Or you step on the one and it sends off a siren when you're about to get raped.
Maybe we should connect it to Michael Jackson.
Shit,
Oh, no.
Before we take this further than it needs to go,
let's pick a different celebrity.
Let's just say thank you for listening. Those are our topics today. Before we go down a bad rabbit hole, thank you everyone for listening. If you have not following us on Instagram, we're hilarious over there. Come check us out. It's at _ so that's a thing podcast.
Yes.
We put up little random stuff throughout the week of little bougie, non-bougie things that are things that we think are fun.
Yes.
And hilarious. And as always, if you get a chance, please don't forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcast app.
Tell all your friends.
Tell all your friends. Keep us in your thoughts and, you know, I almost said prayers, but don't. Just keep
don't
us on
pray
the forefront
for me. I'm
of
fine.
Yeah, keep
I'm
us
fine.
On the forefront of your mind when you're talking about things. And let your friends know. And keep sending us things as well. We greatly appreciate everything you guys send us to post on our Instagram or as ideas. So
yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I just wanna like say thank you to everybody for listening. I really am enjoying this. I still can't believe that we are still going.
I know.
Even though you said you struggled with your topic this week, like, it's still...
I would have, I mean, I had, there was still, like, three, I'm like, I just don't, like, I wasn't jazzed.
Yeah.
I wasn't jazzed about it. And I'm like, I can stretch it, but I'm like, if I'm not jazzed, our listeners aren't jazzed. And I want everybody
to feel it. They jazzed. Feel it.
I'm bringing jazz back. I am. I'm going to bring that, bring jazz back.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to start a trend. And I mark my words, 3 months from now,
okay,
somebody's going to come up to you on the street and be like, aren't you just jazzed about it? And you're going to be like, oh, my God. How do you know Angie?
What do you even mean, girls? That's so fetch.
Oh, I try using that. I try using that every time I can. Yes. It's so fetch. Stop making fetch happen. Fine, I'm jazzed about it.
All right, you heard it here first, guys.
Bringing Jazzy back. What? I'm doing it. I'm doing it. If you see me on the streets, tell me how jazzed you are to see me.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
All right, well, I'm jazzed about this episode,
yes,
Ange.
Me too. All right, well, thank you, everyone, for listening. And as always, thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.
Jazzed. Bye.